Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQs, to improve our, you know, financial literacy, because high school and college, they're not there to teach you how to build wealth. They're there to get you a job, and unless you make over 300 grand a year, you're not going to build any wealth with just a job. It's your job, my job, to go out and educate ourselves on building wealth. The wonderful thing is there are thousands of books on it. There's different companies like our own that will teach it to you. Just get out there, take responsibility for it, and get this information. What we're going to do today is a little different, just a little bit different. What I'm going to do is do three sections. I did this past, actually just yesterday, and on another station, and it was really, really effective based on the number of responses I got from it. But we're going to talk about taking massive action and taking risk and why your brain doesn't want to do it. Then we're going to talk about a case study where we doubled the value of a property in just 2 years. And then the third phase, I'm just going to invite you, if you want to learn how to build a second stream of income, to come to our free sample class. But we need to talk about the brain and the mind and the disconnect between the two first, because a lot of you don't really understand why you're not already taking action. Many of you have listened to me for 3 months, 6 months, 6 years. I actually had a gentleman come in the other day, 20 years. He started listening at 40. He's now 60. And he's just now taking action. And of course, what does he have? Regret. He sits there going, man, why didn't I start 20 years ago? Now, it's not too late to start at 60, 65, 70, 75 even, but don't you wish you'd started sooner? Well, the question is, why don't you? Why don't you start right now? Why didn't you start last week, 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 5 years ago? A lot of it, this is not the only reason, but a lot of it has to do with your listening to your brain. You're going off of instinct instead of using your mind. Most people allow their brain to manipulate them based on instinct instead of making decisions to do the right thing. See, you've got to make a distinction that there are two different thought patterns in your head at any one time. One is your caveman brain. The other is your modern mind. And so that you understand the distinction between the two, your caveman brain is everything you knew at birth. The minute you were born, you had a massive amount of knowledge that evolved into the brain. You know how to find food. You know how to find love. You know how to love. You know how to scream when you have needs. You know how to run your heart, your kidneys, your liver, all of this body systems. So there's a massive amount of knowledge in the brain when you're born. So that's your caveman brain. Everything you knew when you were born is your caveman brain. Your mind is everything that you've learned since you were born. Everything you've learned since you were born. So that's the modern mind. Let's go back to the caveman brain. The caveman brain evolved to be effort and risk minimizing. Effort and risk minimizing. But here's the problem. To succeed in today's world, guess what you have to do? Put out massive effort and take risk. Do you see the disconnect? Your brain, your caveman brain, wants to avoid effort and avoid risk. But to succeed in life, you have to put out massive effort and take risks. So the brain, your caveman brain, in today's environment, is actually your enemy. It's actually your doggone enemy. It's holding you back. Instinct is holding you back because the environment is different. We're not being chased by tigers. We're not trying to figure out how to have enough food or transportation or a safe place to live. We've got all that taken care of. The other problem is your brain, your caveman brain, just wants to survive. It doesn't want to excel. It doesn't want to achieve. It just wants to survive and reproduce. It's about all your brain's good for. It's your mind, everything you've learned since birth, that gets you to want to excel, to achieve, or the opposite of survive, which is thrive. Your mind wants to thrive. Your mind is the one that wants to take massive action and take educated risk. Let's look at how this occurred. There are two main brain types that I'm familiar with. There may be other types. There's the caveman brain that is effort and risk minimizing. Then there's a brain out there, I'll call it the adventure brain, that loves to take risk. This is people that jump out of perfectly good airplanes. Or they climb, you know, sheer rock wall mountains, or they skateboard, they ride their motorcycle dangerously, drive their pickup dangerously. You know who these people are. Luckily, they're rare. And here's why. Let's go back 10,000 years. Two cavemen come upon a apple tree at the top of the hill. One caveman has the effort and risk minimizing brain. The other caveman has the adventure brain. Both men see the apple tree. The effort and risk minimizing caveman says, I'm going to walk to the top of the hill and grab one of those apples at the bottom and walk back down. The adventure brain says, no way. I'm going to run up the hill. I'm going to climb to the top of the tree because the apples at the top are shiny and they're bigger. So the risk-minimizing caveman walks up the hill, grabs an apple, and walks back down, begins eating. The adventure brain caveman runs up the hill, climbs the tree, exerting massive amounts of effort to do so. Then he gets that apple at the top, puts it in his satchel, and then climbs down the tree, runs back down the hill, but there's a problem. When he gets to the bottom of the hill, there's a tiger waiting for them. Both cavemen start running. Which caveman is the tiger going to catch? The adventure brain, because he's pooped from running up the hill and climbing the tree, climbing down the tree and running down the hill. He's pooped. He took the risk. And it wasn't a good risk. He gets eaten. He gets taken out of the gene pool. He doesn't reproduce. Meanwhile, the effort and risk minimizing caveman goes home, reproduces, and that's why more people have the caveman brain that's effort and risk minimizing than the adventure brain. When we come back, we'll talk about how that affects you and why risk is not just your friend, it's your best friend, and you better embrace it. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're discussing why many of you have decided, you know, I want to build a second stream of income, but you haven't been able to get yourself to take action. And the part of the reason is because you're going on instinct. You're going on your caveman brain mentality. And I'm warning you, your caveman brain is your enemy, because we're not being chased by tigers anymore. As a rule. I'm sure there's somebody that's going to tell me, no, I was chased by a buffalo once or something. Okay, that happens, I'm sure. But we're just not in that circumstance anymore. The caveman brain, the instinct to reduce effort, to not take risk, no longer serves us effectively. In fact, it's a hindrance. So you've decided, I'm going to build a second stream of income. It makes sense, but you can't get yourself to do it. That's because you're listening to your brain. You're thinking, now this is going to be hard to take. You're thinking too much. You're thinking too much. And you're coming up with all these excuses that your brain is giving you instead of listening to your mind. You know you need to do it. You know you want to do it, but your brain keeps telling, nah, this might go wrong, that might go wrong, who knows about this, who knows about that, what if? There's that phrase out there, Jim Rohn calls it the language of the poor. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? And they're paralyzed by the what if. Well, meanwhile, millions of people are out there getting wealthy with real estate, while you're saying, what if? That's your brain. I want you to think about this. Have you ever lived paycheck to paycheck? That's your brain. You were listening to your brain. You were doing just enough to get by. Build a second stream of income? I ain't got time for that. You're not doing jack. You're just going to your job, living paycheck to paycheck, just doing enough to get by. I suggest you stop listening to your instinct that's tens of thousands of years old and start listening to your modern mind, which will tell you you can't save your way to retirement. It doesn't work. You've got to build a second stream of income, but that requires massive action and educated risk. So let's talk about risk for a minute. And I know I beat this to death. I probably talk about it 4 or 5 times a month. But risk is your friend. And the reason it's your friend is because everything is risky. Everything. The examples I always use. Go ask that beautiful girl out. That's risky. She could be crazy. Ruin your life. Or her 6'7" boyfriend could be standing 10 feet away and come over and knock you for a loop. There's all kinds of risk. If you go to the grocery store, that's a risk. You could be rear-ended, paralyzed for life. Everything is risky. Being born was risky. Having a baby was risky. Getting married was risky. Getting a new job was risky. Changing jobs was risky. Everything is risky. So people, and this one cracks me up, people brag about it. They'll say, oh, I'm not a risk taker. Like that's a good thing. It's because they're delusional. They're not educated enough to realize that everything is risky. So what you just said is you're avoiding life. If you're risk adverse, your life adverse. You're not going to get out of life what you want because it requires risk. Remember that everything of value on this planet, in this world, is on the other side of risk. Everything is on the other side of risk. Not only is it your friend, you better embrace it. Love it. Hug it. You just want to make sure that you're only taking the risks that will get you where you want to go. Most people who say they're not taking a risk are actually taking the biggest risk there is because they're delusional and they believe in a thing called a guaranteed paycheck. There's no such thing. Not only are you lying to yourself about not taking risk, you're lying to yourself by saying there's such a thing as a guaranteed paycheck. Listen, it's not if you're going to get fired, it's when. It might be 20 years from now, but you are going to get fired. They're not going to let you work there for the rest of your life. Face it. And people will say to me, ooh, buying real estate's risky. Well, let's look at it. I had a student bought 20 or 30 rent houses, so he's making, we'll say, 12 grand a month in passive income. He goes to his job, 2009, Great Recession. They fire everybody at the office, 12 people. Just walk in, you're all fired. We're closing this office. He reaches over, grabs a cardboard box, packs up his desk, and leaves. The other 11 people are still there, whining, bitching, moaning, complaining, begging for their jobs. Who took the bigger risk? The 11 people that believed in a guaranteed paycheck? Or the guy who bought 20 or 30 rent houses? Who took the bigger risk? They did. Because they did nothing but go to a job every day. And that's nothing in this world. If all you've got is a job for your income, you're not doing jack with your life. You're not. The job is the ante to play the game. You get a job to play the game. Your job is to build an outside stream of income that eventually replaces your need for a job. It's a thing called financial independence. And financial independence does not come from saving a certain amount of money. It comes from having an income stream that's going to last you the rest of your life. So what you want to do is get out there and start taking some little risks. Risk tolerance is like a muscle. You don't start off bench pressing 300 pounds. You start off bench pressing about half your body weight. Then you raise it 5 pounds, exercise a little more, raise it another 10 pounds. It's the same thing with risk. You got to believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. And start taking some risks. You know, your first risk might be, I'm going to go watch a seminar on how to build wealth. Well, there's a risk there. It could be a waste of time. It could be a scam, blah, blah, blah. But do it. I'm going to spend $30 on a book on how to build wealth. There's risk there. That book could be useless. But take the risk. Get the information. Judge it after you've read it. Start taking those little risks, and what you'll find is you become more and more able to take bigger, more effective risks. I think this is the only thing that I've never made a mistake on. Everything else in my life, I have made mistake after mistake after mistake. But one of the things that I don't think I've ever made a mistake on is where I took risks. The big risks, I should say. Because I had a set of written goals, and I knew exactly what I wanted out of life, I only took the risks that would take me to my goals. Those risks. Now, did I fail at some of them? Absolutely. But I never took a risk unless I knew it was going to take me towards financial independence. Most of you are taking a risk by just having a job, and you know good and well that your job will never get you in the financial position you want to be in. Never. You know it. That's not a wise risk. You're taking the wrong risks. So, three takeaways out of this first half of the show. One, understand your caveman brain. It's going off of instinct. And sadly, it's instinct that was valuable 5,000, 10,000 years ago. That instinct isn't any good anymore. Second, your mind is different from your brain. Your modern mind is what you should be listening to. And third, risk is your friend. Embrace it. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where now we're going to head into a case study of a commercial deal and show you how the members at Total Wealth Academy are building a second stream of income once they get control of their mind and brain. So once a person enrolls here and they become a member of Total Wealth Academy, what we do is we pool our resources, pool our money, and we go out and buy big commercial deals. It may be a 200-unit apartment complex, a 500-unit apartment complex, a 400-unit self-storage, a 200-unit senior living, hotel, whatever. I'm going to do a case study of I rounded all these numbers off to make it easy to understand, but this was a 200-unit that we bought in Houston, up near 610 and 290, and this was a disaster. This property was literally horrible. It needed over $900,000 in rehab, almost a million, I should have said. $900,000 in rehab. It had drug dealers, thugs, prostitutes. It was a rough, rough property. We picked it up for $4 million, and you can imagine why we got it so cheap, because of the condition of the property and the clientele. It also had 60 vacant units. That's 30% vacancy. 5 to 7% is normal. 5 to 7, it was 30% vacant. So needless to say, we picked it up pretty cheap. But you need to be aware, when we went to the bank and asked for the loan, they turned us down. They said, no, this is a piece of crap property. It's dangerous. It's a scary deal. We don't want involved. It's high risk. So, 6 visits to the bank later, yes, 6 times, they finally said, okay, we'll do the deal. But because it's high risk, we're going to want a high capitalization rate. This is the rate of return that the bank would get if they foreclosed on the deal. And they said, look, if we're going to take a risk on this deal, we want to make 8% rate of return. That's your cap rate. Now, that's an oversimplification of cap rates, but that's pretty much what they are. So, we say that's fine. To determine the value of a commercial property, what you do is you take your NOI, net operating income and divide it by the capitalization rate. So I hope you understand this when I say the higher the NOI, the higher the value of the property. Well, this little thing was only producing $400,000 a year net operating income. But when you divide that by 0.08, that comes up to exactly $5 million. So we were buying it all in, $5 million, $4 million purchase price, $900,000 in rehab, $100,000 in closing costs. So we were buying it for $5 million all in. They agreed that it was worth $5 million, and they basically said, we want 30% down, but that included the closing costs. It was actually 25% down plus closing costs. So we had to come up with $1.5 million. The way we did that is 30 members of Total Wealth Academy each put up $50,000. That's where the $1.5 million came from. And they used their IRAs, their 401ks without tax or penalty. Some people used cash. Some people sold stocks, refinanced their house, whatever, to get into this deal. We then go buy the deal. The action steps that we took after we closed it were to immediately do these three things. Rehab the entire exterior, evict all of the illegal tenants, rehab the interiors, and then raise the rents to what the market was. See, all of these units were rented for $150 to $200 less than everything else in the neighborhood. And why? Why would a person do that? Because the property was a terrible property. If you want to get people to move into a terrible property, you have to lower the rent. And that's what this guy had done. So our goal, again, we control the value of commercial property. How do we do that? By increasing the net operating income. In this case, when we bought it, it only had about $400,000 a year in net operating income. So when we rehab the property, when we rehab the 60 units, when we raise the rents, when we rehab the laundromats and get those working and producing income, and we start charging for parking and things like that, do you see how we're increasing the net operating income? Everything we do is to increase the net operating income while helping and serving our tenants. The goal, again, raise the NOI, because that will raise the value of the property. Now make a note of this. This is not something that's short term. This took 2 years. 2 years. At the end of 2 years, we had a new net operating income, $600,000 per year. Originally it was $400,000. Now, because of all the improvements, everything we've done, we're now making $600,000 a year. So at the end of the second year, we go back to the bank and we say, hey, Mr. Banker, we have completely rehabbed the property. We're 95% occupied. We can prove it with the last 6 months trailing P&Ls, profit and loss statements. Will you let us refinance this so that we can get our down payment out and go buy another apartment complex? He said yes, because the property's perfect now. It's 95% occupied. You got proof of that. It's just a great deal. But he goes, I'm going to do something for you. Remember when we financed it originally, it was high risk? It's no longer high risk because it's been rehabbed and it's perfect now. We're going to lower the capitalization rate or cap rate to 6%. When we bought it, it was 8% cap rate. When we refinanced it, it was 6% cap rate. So to determine the value, the new value of the property, you take the new net operating income, NOI, $600,000, and divide it by 0.06. When you do that, you get the new value of the property, which is $10 million. And if you will remember, we paid $5 million for it. So in 2 years, we turned a $5 million property into a $10 million property. When we refinanced it, we pulled out $4 million. So if you had been in that deal and you had $50,000, you would have received a check for $100,000, you'd still have your $50,000 in the deal, and your $50,000 in the deal is now worth $100,000. Your $50,000 turned into $200,000 in 2 years. And the important thing to think about is this. How long did it take you to save up that $50,000? And then you turned it into $200,000 in just 2 years? It's totally different, isn't it? Totally different. Buying income-producing assets changes your life. Plus, we changed the lives of 200 families. 200 families that were living in squalor, just horrible conditions, are now in one of the most beautiful complexes in the neighborhood. And it didn't happen on this property, but it happened on a different property where I was touring it, and this little lady, Spanish lady, came out of her house, a little grandmother, screaming at me, and she's running towards me, and I'm like, I don't speak Spanish, so I didn't know what she was saying. I was actually a little afraid, and she got closer and closer, and the guys behind me were laughing because they did speak Spanish. She gives me the biggest hug and goes, in Spanish, but this is what they told me she said. She said that her children couldn't even play outside after dark. Her grandchildren couldn't even play outside after dark until we bought the property. Now they play outside on the new playground. They feel safe. It's an incredibly rewarding situation to go in and rehab an apartment complex. Because these slumlords that don't care about people and they steal money from the property, they don't rehab it, they don't take care of their tenants, they need to go. And that's what we're here for. So it's a very rewarding thing. And we make a lot of money by doing it, which allows us to go do it again and change 200 more people's lives. It's just a really good system. So there's the case study. That's how you build a second stream of income with real estate. You use, as Warren Buffett said, never depend on a job as a sole source of income. Always invest to create a second source. So he wasn't referring to stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, or crypto because they don't produce cash flow. He was referring to income-producing assets like real estate. And what I just showed you is how we're doing it. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening.
Here's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've just gone through the mind-brain disconnect, why risk is your friend, and then I did a case study of how we're building, working together as members here at Total Wealth Academy to build a second stream of income. This is the business model that works, because the concept of saving your way to retirement, it just doesn't work. I mean, you've got to do the math, and you've got to think deeply about this. First, I know of people who saved up over $5 million and ran out of money about age 94. They're now 102. And they're still healthy. Do you really want to put yourself in a position where you end up being a burden on your kids or the government? And there's no quality of lifestyle whatsoever. It's just, to me, it's horrible. Maybe it doesn't bother you living off $2,000 a month. But for me, that would be a horrible lifestyle, especially if I've got a wife that I'm supporting. The other concept is, no matter how much money you do save, you know what you're praying the minute you retire? You're praying, dear God, please kill me before I run out of money. It's not a good way to live. And then there's the simple math for why saving your way to retirement doesn't work. The average income for a four-person family in the United States is $101,000 a year. The average bills for a family of four, $106,000 a year. How are you going to save when you're living paycheck to paycheck? The other misconception, bills go down as you get older. Your kids graduate, they get out of the house, your bills drop. Nope. Proven to be wrong over and over again. Your bills go up in old age. Inflation and a little thing called medical bills. See, you don't know what your medical expenses are going to be to survive when you're older. You can't predict it. You say, well, I got insurance. Well, there's still 20% of that you got to pay. So you can't predict it. One article I read said that the average couple who lives to 87 spends something like $600,000-$700,000 in medical expenses to live to 87. Are you prepared for that? Saving your way to retirement is a flawed concept. What works, and by the way, 95% of Americans fail to successfully retire by age 65 because they're trying to save their way to retirement, which you can't do. But if you look at the 5% who are successful, guess what? They've all got multiple streams of income. And 9 out of 10 of them used real estate. 9 out of 10 of them used real estate to build that income stream. You know, it's a point where you need to say to yourself, shut up, brain, and listen to your mind. You need to be doing what successful people do, not imitating what the unsuccessful people are doing. It's time to get out there and build your second stream of income. And if you would love to check out or like to check out what we're doing in more detail, you know, I gave you that case study. I've explained what it is. You know what we're doing. But if you want even further details, more information, I urge you, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class there. It's about an hour and a half workshop that explains in detail how the members of Total Wealth Academy are building a second stream of income, either actively through single family or passively through commercial real estate. Apartments, self-storage, senior living, hotels, strip shopping centers, and so on. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click on the free sample class there. Again, it's a free event. Okay. I just thought of something, but I'm looking at an email. Give me just a second to see if this is a question or if it's just a sales pitch. I get so much spam. Yeah, okay, here's the question. We offer a reading list. This person wants to start reading and improving their financial IQ. Go to, and this is for everybody, this is a free page. You don't have to register. You're not put on an email list. This is just a free page. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/books with an S. TotalWealthAcademy.com/books. And you can get the complete reading list for the members at Total Wealth Academy. These are the books that changed our lives. There's even two books there that you can download for free. One of them is the most important book, in my opinion. It's the most important book to me when I was trying to become financially independent. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon by George Klassen, or Clayson. The Richest Man in Babylon by George Clayson. You can get that book for free, and you can also get, it's a PDF that you download. You can also get a copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That book is incredible. If you're not familiar with the book, Napoleon Hill went to Andrew Carnegie, asked for a job, and Carnegie said, yeah, I'll give you a job, but I'm not going to pay you anything. Napoleon Hill took the job, and he was a millionaire within a very short period. Now, you got to understand, back then, $1 million was a lot, a tremendous amount of money. You're talking about the early 1900s. But what he did was he interviewed Ford, Edison, and of course Carnegie, all of these billionaires, to come up with a philosophy or a strategy for wealth building. Many times it's referred to as the millionaire mentality, but this is the first book that really explored the millionaire mentality and explained it. And you can pick up that book for free. And you should really start with those two books. Then after that, pick up Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Then The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. After that, Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins, which is a life-changing book. Really powerful. So again, if you want the reading list and want to really start improving your financial IQ and life IQ, go to totalwealthacademy.com/books. totalwealthacademy.com/books. Okay, one more question. This is from James. This is interesting. All of my money is in an IRA or 401k. Can I use that to build a second stream of income? The answer, James, is yes. And you can do so without tax or penalty. So any retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, pension, any qualified retirement account can be used to invest in real estate without tax or penalty. And yes, we teach that in our Saturday class. How much is the Saturday class? The Saturday class is $500. $500. But please go to the free sample class first before you spend $500 to make sure you understand everything. TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Click on the free sample class and they'll explain it. Okay, this is listener anonymous. Do you just teach us how to build a second stream of income, or do you have available investments as well? We are one stop. So the answer is yes. The members of Total Wealth Academy have available investments that you can invest in once you take the classes and get educated. Okay, let's look. Oh, one more question. I'm not sure. I see no question marks. Give me just a second, please. Oh, this is funny. I don't think you heard the first half of the show. I've heard that real estate investing is risky. How do you deal with that? Here's how. Because everything is risky. If you think you're going to get through life without taking risk, you're making a mistake. Everything is risky. You just want to make sure you choose the risks that can take you where you want to go. And based on your goals written here, real estate's going to be the best risk you can take. You've got some high goals, and I really like that. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.